Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast. Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. Yesterday, when we left off talking about the murders in Moscow, we were talking about the press conference and how they really didn't give anything new to the public. Now, of course, they're going to play things close to their vest, but like I said yesterday, they need to have more clarity. And they need to be more clear with their messaging. And I guess I'm not the only one saying that, considering today when I woke up, I saw a bunch of different articles talking about the very same thing. And it's very important that the messaging is right. Because if the messaging isn't right, well, of course, you're going to create panic. You're going to create a vacuum. And inside of that vacuum, well, that's where the conspiracy theories exist. So if you want to get rid of those conspiracy theories, and you want to fight those conspiracy theories with actual, you know, information, then the idea is to be very clear in your messaging and make sure that your statements are well thought out so you don't have to backtrack, because we've seen a lot of that so far in this case as well. So with that said, why don't we just dive in here on this Thanksgiving morning and get ourselves caught up and see where things are after last night. And to do that, we're going to use an article from The Independent. Headline: Idaho Murders. Frustration over Moscow press conference as potential tie to 2021 stabbing explored. This article was authored by Andrea Blanco. Now, yesterday we talked a little bit about the stabbing in Oregon as well, and I said we were going to go deeper into that, and we're going to do that in the next episode. We're going to talk about that actual case. But there's a lot of people asking that question now. There's a lot of similarities there, and of course, it doesn't mean that they're connected. But once something like this is brought up by the police or the investigation, that's when we dive in here on the podcast and start talking about it. So after we get this morning update in, that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about that situation in the next episode. Frustration is mounting over the investigation into the quadruple murders of four University of Idaho students as 11 days on from the brutal stabbing deaths, no arrests have been made, and no suspects identified. In a press conference on Wednesday, Moscow police released few new details about the case and refused to say why they believe the murders were targeted, instead telling the terrified community to trust us. And look, I get it. This is a small community. And this is something like these cops have never seen in their lives, right? This sort of situation. So, of course, it's going to be difficult for them, and they're going to have to walk a fine line and try and figure out the right way to go here. But at the same time, I think that they're shooting themselves in the foot when the messaging's bad. You have to have proper messaging at the very least. Questions are mounting about a potential link to 2021's stabbing murder in Oregon, which also remains unsolved. When asked about the case, Police Chief James Fry simply said, "There is stuff that we are going to follow up on." So, again, very open-ended, not saying one way or the other what they're doing, but if they were smart, and I hope they are, they'd be looking into this case as well, and any other case that is consistent with what went down here. Because obviously, they don't have any clues, they have no suspects, they have no idea who did this. That's why they continue to ask the community for tips, right? Now, maybe they have someone that they find to be a person of interest, but I don't know at this point, folks. Honestly, I don't know. Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Zanna Carnotal, and Ethan Chapin were stabbed to death in an off-campus home that the three women shared in Moscow back on November 13th. Two other roommates were home at the time of the murders, but were left unharmed. The housemates, Gonsalves' former boyfriend, the person who gave Gonsalves and Mogan a ride home, and a man who was with them at the late-night food truck, have all been ruled out as suspects. So that happened yesterday at the press conference. That's what they talked about a little bit, people who they have ruled out. And of course, there are still people out there, I couldn't believe it, there are still people out there that want to believe that the ex-boyfriend, Jack, has something to do with this here. And unless the police are pulling some kind of okey-doke on the public, I don't see how that's possible. They've ruled the guy out as a suspect. So wouldn't it be a bit silly for them to backtrack once again and say, "Oh, wait a minute, we caused all this panic, all this fear, but we knew who the person was all the time"? That would be crazy. Surviving housemates get tattoo in tribute of slain friends. One of the housemates who survived the horror quadruple murders in Moscow, Idaho, has revealed that she has gotten a new tattoo, paying tribute to her slain friends. Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Zanna Carnotal, and Ethan Chapin were stabbed to death in an off-campus home that the three women shared in Moscow back on November 13th. Two other roommates were at home at the time of the murders, but were left unharmed. Police said they were in the first floor of the house and are believed to have slept through the attack. The housemates, two other female University of Idaho students, have been ruled out as suspects. One of the surviving housemates shared a photo of a new tattoo on her arm on her VCSO account this week. The tattoo features angel wings and the initials of her four murdered friends, MKXE. And I can't even imagine what these two surviving girls are feeling or going through right now. Imagine you slept through all of this, your friends get murdered upstairs, and knowing that you could have been murdered as well, but by the grace of the universe or God or whatever it is you believe in, that didn't occur. But every day they have to live with survivor's guilt now. And that's a real thing. People have survivor's guilt, and it's crushing for some people. Questions about potential link to a 2021 unsolved stabbing murder. Questions are mounting as to whether the quadruple murders of the four University of Idaho students may be connected to a 2021 unsolved stabbing murder in Oregon. Back on the 13th of August of 2021, two victims were attacked in their home in Salem, Oregon, by an assailant who broke in armed with a knife. Travis and Jamie Lynn Juton woke at around 3 a.m. in the morning and were attacked by the suspect. Sounds kind of familiar, huh? 3 a.m. in the morning, dude breaks in, attacks them. Mr. Juton tried to fight off the attacker, but was stabbed to death. Miss Juton was stabbed 19 times in the attack, but survived. More than 1 year on, the case remains unsolved, with similarities being drawn between the stabbing murder and the slayings of the four students on November 13th in Moscow, Idaho. Both cases involve a suspect armed with a knife, breaking into a home at around 3 a.m. and attacking victims in their bed. During a press conference on Wednesday, a reporter asked whether Moscow police were exploring a possible connection between the two cases. Moscow Police Department Chief James Fry confirmed that he was aware of the 2021 case and that investigators had received a tip about it. "We're looking at every avenue, and we have other agencies reaching out to us with other cases, stuff that we are going to follow up on," he said. the two cases have not officially been connected by law enforcement. But for me, when something's brought up in a news conference like that, or something's brought up in an official manner, then that signals that at the very least we should take a look at it and add it to the catalog. So that's what we're going to do. Like I said, after this update, the next episode that we're going to have is going to talk about those stabbings.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Police retrace victims' final steps before murders. Officials believe the students were killed sometime between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. on November 13th after arriving home before 2 a.m. Two surviving victims are believed to have been home at around 1 a.m. Law enforcement was called to the home on King Road at 11:58 a.m. on Sunday after a 911 call came in alerting them to an unconscious individual. The call, which police said will not be released at this time, was made from the cell phone of one of the surviving roommates. Authorities have since revealed that all four victims were stabbed to death in their sleep. The murder weapon has not been recovered. So it's interesting that the murder weapon is still such a topic here. My guess is the person who did this, well, they still have that murder weapon on them, or they got rid of it someplace where it'll be difficult to find, a body of water, in a sewer, something like that. Because if you keep this weapon and you get caught with it, forget it. There's no alibi for you then. There's no excuse. You're cooked, right? If you're caught in possession of the weapon that killed these kids, you're in big trouble. Police reiterate roommates and male seen on the video with victims have been ruled out as suspects. And I think this is important to go over once again, considering that people are like doxing people. And you know, you ruin someone's life like that. If people aren't involved in this and they've been ruled out by the authorities, I don't understand what the motivation is to continue down that pathway. Moscow police gave a press conference on Wednesday revisiting much of the information that had already been released days prior and offering no updates on the murder investigation. Captain Roger Lanier did reiterate that the two surviving roommates who placed the 911 call around noon are not suspects. A man who was captured on Twitch video with two of the victims mere hours before the murders and a private party who drove the victims home, well, he's also been ruled out. Authorities have asked for speculation to stop, highlighting that reports online that the four victims had been tied and gagged before they were murdered was completely inaccurate. They keep going back to that, and honestly, I never even saw that sort of commentary about the kids being tied and gagged. I guess that might have been a rumor that was going around when this all first cracked off or something, but I never saw anything that even remotely mentioned anything like that. However, there are a lot of people out there who just live in fantasy land, and they'll come up with all kinds of crazy shit. So the idea is, obviously, to swim through all of that shit and try and get to some clarity. So that's what we'll continue to try and do here, folks, but that's pretty much where we're at, as far as an update for the morning, things that occurred overnight, and a quick recap of some of the stuff, the more important stuff anyway, the few points made at the press conference. But like I said, there really wasn't much to gain from that press conference overall. I mean, the connection with Oregon, pretty interesting that they brought it up, but it's a loose connection. There's no, you know, ties that bind that or anything as far as hard evidence that would lead us to believe that they're connected at this point, but it was an interesting addition. So besides that and the other couple of things we talked about, there really wasn't much to go on. So that's where we're at as of now. And if anything else cracks off, anything else needs to be added to the catalog, we'll certainly be doing that. And as this story evolves, we'll be right here, evolving with it, following this evidence wherever it leads. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this one. Hopefully everybody's having a great morning out there. And if you celebrate Thanksgiving, I hope that all of you have a great Thanksgiving with your family today, your friends, whatever it might be. Hopefully you're doing whatever it is that you love to do with those that you love the most. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycapucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that I discussed can be found in the description box.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.